Hey Pisces, how you doing? It's Cryptic Kirsty Tarot here. Welcome if you've never been here, and hello again if you have. Welcome. We are coming in for an energy check. I do shuffle live. You will hear me every day. I'm shuffling just to keep, you know, keep it fresh. I mean, why would I want to pull all the cards? I mean, I guess it saves time, right? But I am using jumpers, just so you're aware. And there comes the first. You can also catch me on YouTube, and you can catch me on Instagram. Instagram is where it's at. It's where it's popping. It's where it's vibing. We got loads of live Q's and A's and things like that going on. So, Pisces, no mess, no fuss. Let's go. Your first three cards out. Remember, this is an energy check, and it is a collective. So if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. It could be energies that are standing or coming. So just remember them. It could be about lover, brother, sister, mother, work. Take what resonates for you. Leave the rest. Okay. Ace of Cups in reverse. Four of Cups in reverse. Eight of Pentacles in the reverse. You've given up. You've given up wasting your time, handing your time out. It's like I just got a picture of Pisces, I just got a picture of people like on Tinder, you know, those swiping dating websites. It's like you can't even be asked. I mean, this could be an energy for somebody else. If you've been talking to somebody on like a dating website, or you've been texting somebody or something like that, it could be that they've just given up because they can't be asked. Fair play. But they haven't told you. Okay, I will read it for you, but it could be a flip turn reverse energy. Remember that. But it feels like you've given up putting any energy into a past situation that you kept offering yourself out to. I mean, you could keep offering yourself out in a job role and you're not getting it. So you've given up. Okay, you could be putting yourself out for love. You're not getting it. So you've given up. And I don't blame you, because you're putting all your energy into something that isn't obviously going to, it isn't coming to fruition for you. I've just clarified the Ace of Cups in reverse with the Empress. Could be dealing with a Taurus. Doesn't have to be. Can be any star sign. Like I say, don't make it fit. And I feel like with the Empress laying on top, it's like you haven't done yourself a disservice or disjustice, because you're taking your power back. The Empress is all about taking her power back, knowing where her boundaries are, knowing where she stands. She's loving, she's caring, she's nurturing. Yes, but she's not stupid. Okay, the Empress is not a silly lady. And so I feel like with giving up, although there's a part of you that's given up, whatever this is, given up for the job, given up on your partner, given up on a family member, given up trying, whatever the situation is for you. I feel like in doing so, because your energy hasn't been reciprocated, I feel like in doing so, you're gaining more power back. And actually, sometimes we have to pull ourselves away from certain situations to, if you've been giving your energy out, Pisces, you know, where's the line? Like, so actually you've had to pull it back to fill yourself, because you can't pour from an empty cup, right? You just cannot. It's not going to happen. So maybe this is a self-care situation. And I hate saying self-care. I know it sounds wanky, but, you know, maybe it's a self-care situation. Maybe it's all about pulling back your energy. See what comes to you, right? Because when we hold on to something too tightly, what are we doing with the law of attraction there? To be honest, what are we doing? We're holding on to it too tight. You know what's going to happen. The opposite's going to happen. You're going to push it away. You hold on to it so tightly, you're going to push it away. So I feel like it's time, if you haven't realized this, is to pull back your energy and save it for you, the Empress. Give it to yourself. The energy you would pour to somebody else or something else, a group of people, work, love a brother, sister, mother, work, take what resonates. Pull it back and put it on yourself and see where the energy flows there. Okay, with the Four of Cups in reverse, you've got the Three of Cups. It's time to let your hair down. It's time to have some fun. I feel like something you've been working hard on, something you've been holding too tightly. It's time to step back. Time to take your power back. Time to take the energy back and go out and have some fun. Okay, and I feel like with clarifying the Eight of Pentacles in reverse is the Tower in reverse. I feel like you've been holding on to something so tightly, because you don't want to lose it or let it go. You're not gonna, Tower in reverse. You're not gonna let it go. It's not going anywhere if you just take a moment to breathe and refocus on you. There's nothing more attractive than someone who focus not completely on themselves. I mean, you know what I'm saying. There's a level, you know, when people are so on themselves, that's unattractive. But you know what I mean? When they take care of themselves as well as others, but they take care. And I think it's time for you to pull back and have some fun elsewhere and take care of yourself. Because if you keep holding on too tightly, the tower will turn. And it will crash and burn. But next flying out is the Six of Swords. If you take your energy back, go and have some fun elsewhere, okay? That's when the movement forward will occur. You've also got the Four of Swords. Take a rest from this situation. Nothing good is going to come out, Pisces, of you holding on too tightly. Got to let it go. Whoever, whatever this is, let it go. Because Magician in reverse could be dealing with a Virgo. You've also got, could be dealing with a Scorpio, Taurus, Libra. And the bottom of the deck is the Devil, Capricorn. But I feel like when you let this all go, okay, I'll move on to those next cards in a moment. That's when the movement Six of Swords comes in to play. That's when you can move from murky waters into clearer waters. And then Four of Swords, take a break, take a moment, pull yourself away, pull yourself back, pull the energy into you. Because with the Magician in reverse and the Devil in reverse coming up, Major Arcana here. I mean, you have got 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 Major Arcana. That's a major situation. But, you know, you're not manifesting what you want by holding on so tightly. What did I say? Law of attraction. And then the Magician in reverse comes up. You're not manifesting exactly what you want. What you're doing is holding so tightly, you're pushing it away. Because what's the reason why you're holding on so tightly? Because maybe you don't believe you deserve it. Maybe you don't believe for whatever reason you really don't deserve it. Or don't need it. Or don't want it. So you need to pull yourself back and realize and kind of see what you do want. Okay, because with the Devil in reverse, if you're not careful, that Devil will turn just like the Tower and it will become a really toxic situation if it hasn't already. Okay, so holding on to something too tightly, Pisces, is going to bring you more stunt. You're going to just stunt your growth in every area. If you let it go, turn that energy back on you, refocus on you, regroup on you. Okay. That's when the Six of Swords comes into play. That's when you can move forwards properly. That's when you can take a break, okay? Because what you're doing now isn't working. You then have the Sun come out. After that break, that's when you can feel happy. Eight of Wands at the bottom of the deck. That's when things move forward. And it will pick up fast. If you let go and don't hold on so tightly, Pisces, things will pick up for you. And that is the take home. That is the message. Stop holding on so tightly. Because you're suffocating, whatever it may be. Just let it go and let the universe deal with it because it will. Trust. Have faith and have trust in that. All right, guys. I will speak to you very soon. Take care. All the best.